Louisville Ballet's next production is Cinderella with music of Sergei Prokofiev coming up in early March. And to talk about it, joining me here in the studio is one of the choreographers of the Louisville Ballet production, Alan Jones, who used to be artistic director. And it's so good to have you here. It's been a long time, but welcome back, Alan.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure being here.
Now, this is the music of Prokofiev, which is delightful. And this is a choreography between you and Helen Starr.
Yes, mostly me, but she had a hand in it.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about it, about your approach, how much it differs from what was traditional with the Prokofiev music.
Well, you know, being British, we grew up going to the English pantomimes or British pantomimes, where there was always a lovely leading lady who was the prettiest one of the cast. And there was also a lady who did the leading male role. This is very confusing for American audiences. And then the, for instance, if it was Aladdin, Aladdin's mother was a man in drag. Cinderella's sisters were men in drag. So it added this comedic element to the whole thing.
Right.
And so that's what we did when we produced Cinderella the first time here, was to have the men in drag. They're grotesque and lovable.
Well, the last time you produced this, it's been a few years since Louisville Ballet had Cinderella on the stage.
I think it's 3 years, yes.
Yeah. How much time have you had to work with the company in this production?
We've been rehearsing for the past 2 weeks, and then, of course, we go right through until the 8th of March. The first performance is on the 9th of March and the 10th. So we are rehearsing right up until the very last minute. So altogether, it will be about 5 weeks.
Is this the same company feel that you left years ago?
I think of all the people that worked with me, the dancers, that is. There are two of them are still dancing, and two have gone on to the staff, and everybody else is, you know, has come over the. It's 10 years, you know.
Mm-hmm. So sure.
There are changes.
Well, I just wondered if the approach to a production has changed a bit with the maybe economic times being different, or the community's perception of Louisville Ballet as a company.
Well, you know, regarding Cinderella, no, the perception has not changed at all, because everybody knows the story, you know, to start off with. And though they may not realize it, they also will know a lot of the music. So it's been one of the best-selling productions right from day one, you know. So we are hoping that this will break all records.
Mm-hmm. Now, in typical past performances of this, you've probably seen in the audience members of practically every age range.
Absolutely, this is the great thing about Cinderella. It's so familiar, you know, that children like it. In fact, in our experience with Cinderella, the children actually prefer it to the Nutcracker, because the story goes right through three acts. And where in the Nutcracker, of course, the story really finishes before the second act starts, because it's just a whole series of dances. And children get a little bit edgy, you know, even
right.
though they will stay to the end, of course. But we found that they're much more attentive in Cinderella.
Well, there are many different versions of the story. The story itself is eons old. I know Rossini's version.
Yes.
Is it a bracelet that fits or something?
Yes, I think it is.
But is this the slipper version?
And this is the slipper version.
Yeah.
But next season the opera are going to do Massenet's Cinderella, which is interesting, and I've never seen that, so I look forward to it.
I haven't either. Mm-hmm. What has been your experience with the dancers that Louisville Ballet has now?
They're wonderful dancers. You know, to go into the studio to see these phenomenal, first of all, the bodies, these trained, superb bodies that can do the most miraculous things to the most glorious music. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, you know.
Mm-hmm. The music you mentioned is amazing. Whenever I think of when I was just starting to think about Prokofiev's music for it, it's the clock ticking 12 times. It's such a huge,
it's phenomenal.
Amount of sound.
The orchestration is astounding. Mm-hmm. And then that glorious waltz, of course, you know, is just fantastic.
Well, Alan Jones is in Louisville to help with the new production of Louisville Ballet's Cinderella. They've got showings on Friday, March 9th at 8 p.m. and two shows Saturday, March 10th at 2 and 8 p.m. And also to kind of give a primer for the young audience, on Tuesday, February 28th at 6:30 p.m., you can go to Louisville Free Public Library as Louisville Ballet presents a special Cinderella story time at the library's main branch. And that's on 3rd and York Street for that on February 28th. This is exciting. It's so good to see you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to see you, Alan.
And, well, just a bit of personal information. Are things going well?
Really well. You know, retirement is the best stage of one's life. But it's nice to be asked to come and do certain productions, and I've been doing that, you know, quite a bit in Europe and here in the United States. So life is really good.
All right. Well, let's hope that it keeps going for a long time.
Thank you.